Welcome to Souls Harbor Church. We're glad you're here. You can also join us in person at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We are a place of grace and a Bible-believing Pentecostal church where everyone is welcome to come and experience God. On behalf of Pastor Clark and all of us at Souls Harbor, I invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. I know you'll be blessed. Now let's join the service.
Father, in the name of Christ, Lord, I can't go in or come out. I don't know what to do. Without you, Father, I'm nothing. Bless your word. Bless your word. Bless your servant in Christ's name. Amen. I want to read out of Luke 23, and there's one word that comes out of the 42nd verse, and Jesus said, "Remember me." You know, when we talk about memorial, we need to remember Christ. We can remember all of our loved ones, and it's good that we do, and we can honor them, and we can do all these things. But don't forget Jesus. He died for you. He went to the grave for you. We need to decorate his grave with all kinds of praise and honor and glory, because he's not there any more than we'll be in the grave when somebody puts flowers on our grave. We're going to be with Jesus in glory. Hallelujah. Remember me. All right, let me read this. Starting with the 39 verse of Luke 23. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save us. Save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me." I want the Lord to remember me. When it's time for me to cross that river, I want him to remember who I am. I want him to know who I am. Oh, glory to God. "When thou comest into thy kingdom," Jesus said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, this day, today, right now, you're going to be with me in paradise." I want to tell you that when we cross that old river Jordan, when we die, right now, this day, immediately, we go into the presence of God. Somebody said we sleep in the grave. I don't believe that. I don't. If you want to stay in that grave, you just go ahead. I'm going to heaven. I don't want to be in that grave. It's dark in there, and there's bugs down in there, and there's snakes. My mama said, "When I die, son, you put me in a personal mausoleum so that I'm sealed all the way around. I don't want no snakes in my grave." She was deathly afraid of snakes. We brought snakes home, put them in the barn to kill the rats, and one of them got in the outhouse. And Mama kicked the door off the outhouse. So that was the last of our snakes. We had to get cats then, and I hate cats. Oh, in 1867, some women in Columbus, Missouri, close home, decided to decorate the graves of their Southern sympathizer rebel soldiers that had died, been killed, and were buried there in that tombstone. They decided to adorn the grave, and while they were at it, there were some Northern soldiers that were in that same graveyard, and they adorned that. That idea kind of caught on, and today we have Memorial Day. A lot of things happened between then and now, but that's how it came to be. There are many theories on how Memorial Day started. Some say it was down in Georgia. Some day it said it was up in New England. But the best knowledge that I have is that it started in Columbus, Missouri. Originally, it was known as Decoration Day. It became official holiday, as I said, in 1971. Today, our world still echoes the sounds of battle. I wish there was no wars. I wish that it would never happen again. I wish that no one would have to die again, but they're going to, and they do, and they are today. I've known wars all of my life. I've known wars. I was a young man when World War II stopped. Then we had Korea, And I was an older man, wasn't old enough to get into it, but I got there right when it was over with. Then there was Vietnam, and there was this one, and there's that one. But I want to tell you, the biggest battle that's being fought in ever history is being fought over your souls tonight. I want to tell you that Satan wants to kill you. Satan wants to drag your soul into hell. Satan wants you to lose. And Jesus wants you to win. I want to tell you, he is the champion. I want to tell you that he's going to triumph. He has triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. Satan is a defeated foe. We don't need to worry about him. Somebody said, well, that old devil just, bless God, he just bothered me all day. Bless God, I just don't know what I do. Don't bless God and Satan at the same time. Have you ever heard someone do that? Stand up and give a testimony how the devil's been riding them and been doing this and doing that to them. I don't want to give devil no credit. The Bible says give no place to the devil. You know, that's kind of like the old days when the sailing ships and even good vessels that were proper and under the king's banner, if they got a chance, they would loot another ship. And when they attacked, usually when the pirates would attack, they'd run up a black flag. That black flag said, no quarter. It's do or die. And I want to tell you, we need to run up a black flag for Satan. Say, buddy, we're going to fight to the death. We are not giving up. We're not going to answer you. You're not going to give in to it. Anyway, I got away from my message. But we have a Savior, and we need to remember who he is. We need to remember the fact that he died for us. I know these are basic things. I know that you know them. But we need to remember that you know them. Hallelujah. There's wars going on at this moment in this world. There are people being killed by the thousands for Christ. The so-called ISIS movement is a real threat. I'm telling you, it's a real threat. The Taliban is a real threat. Look what happened in England last week. All of these beautiful young people, teenagers, were attacked. Why? Why? We don't know, except that it is satanic inspired. People do that. Peace is lacking on our national front, in our homes, in our communities. Today we're involved in a war with terrorists on every nation. In every nation. Even Russia has their terrorists. Every nation in this world has terrorists taking mayhem upon God's people, especially upon Christians. They don't like us because we don't follow their teachings. You know, people today are not only asking questions, but they want answers. Why does these things happen? What can we do to stop it? There are some who are just drifting along and don't pay any attention. You know, it's kind of like the little boy that was out leading his St. Bernard for a walk. Man said to the little boy, so where are you going, sonny? He said, I don't know. My dog hasn't decided which way we're going. I'm convinced America is the greatest nation in the world. I'm convinced that the United States is the greatest nation that has ever been on the face of this earth. I'm convinced that the United Nations is blessed of God. I'm convinced of that, but I'm telling you people, if we don't remember God, if we don't keep up the fight, if we don't keep up the witness, if we don't keep Christ in front of everybody that we come in contact with, this nation will go down just like every nation has that has forgotten God in history. They've gone under. And we can and will go under if we don't change our ways. We must remember God. Hallelujah. As I listen to the news, Oh, I don't even want to listen. I don't even like to listen to the national news. I listen to the local news, and then when they go to the national thing, I just kind of shut them off, turn them out. There are so many naysayers up there. There are so many people that they're against it. You say, well, what do you like? I said, I don't know, but I'm against it. We don't have enough remedy-ers. We got too many naysayers. We need to pray that God will bless our government. We need to pray for the ones in authority. We may not like who they are, but God put them there, and so we need to pray for them. Scripture tells us that there's no one in power except that he allowed that. And so we need to pray. Pray, pray, pray. We need to hold them up in prayer. We must remember our nation. America needs prayer warriors. We need to pray for our people. But not only does the United States government need prayer warriors, our churches need prayer warriors. We need people in the church that will fall on their face and get a hold of God for this church and for those that are lost, those around us that don't know the truth. Critics will say, we need new leadership. I'm not picking on you now, brother. I love you. But critics say, we need new leadership. I'm telling you, we need new fellowship. We throw the bathwater out and we leave the baby in the tub when we throw it out. We've got to keep strong within our church, within our leadership, within our abilities to serve God. What we have is what God has given us, the best. Just pray. Amen. I've never served a pastor that I love more than this. He's a little bullheaded. He's a little opinionated, but he's pastor. And he's always pastor. And he loves us. He cares for us. We walk the road with him because of him. We need to support him with our prayers. Remember the pastor when you pray. Remember the church. Yeah, our nation could be improved. What's going around the nation today in our cities is shocking. Riots and murder and robberies and rape and rudeness and suicide, dope addiction. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. When I think about it, I think no sane person would do all these things. They make meth out of batteries and other acidic products, and then they squirt it into their veins. Why would anybody do that junk? I don't understand. Something is wrong with their thinking. And I'm telling you, it's satanic. It's satanic. Would you do that? No, you would not do that. Not at all. But were you not a Christian, were you living in the world, you might. Don't say I wouldn't, because you might. Because it's by God. It's by God that we have been brought out of that world. It's by God, by the salvation of the blood of Christ that has brought us out of that place. Our nation has problems. What we're going to do about it? We're going to pray. We're going to get involved. Will we join the ranks of the critics and say, nah, I'm against them. Whatever they are, I don't like them. I didn't like our last president, and I don't like this new president, and I didn't like the one before him, and I didn't like the one before him. We ain't had a good president. That's what people are saying. If you don't like your president, pray for him. Pray for him. At least he's doing something. He may be doing something wrong, but he's doing it. He's doing it. He's taking a bit in his teeth, and he's going forward. Let me get away from him. Our greatest battles today are not fought in the dirt trenches of the world, but in the hearts of men and women who are eternally lost without Christ. That's where our battles are fought. That's where we need to fight our battles. You know, Paul and I are too old to get out there and fight a war. I'm talking about me, not you. We're too old to get out there and fight it, but we can fight for Christ. And we must. We must. Jesus has asked us to remember him. He said, "This do in remembrance of me." I know he was talking about the sacraments, but he said, "This do in remembrance of me." Whatever you do, do it in remembrance of Christ. As we remember Jesus, remember, we must remember that he is not dead. He is alive. He is alive forevermore. John 7:33. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. He's alive forevermore. Why? Because he came out of the grave. He was in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights. And he arose. We know that. And then he lived on this earth for 40 days and 40 nights. We know that. But then what happened? He ascended. How about if we nominate the Ascension Day as a special day that we would remember? We don't know what day of the year that it happened, but we know it happened. And so let's just remember the ascension of Christ. I want to remember that. I think I want to remember that more than I remember the day my mother and father died. And I remember that day very, very explicitly. But I want to remember the ascension of Christ, because now he's seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I on a moment-by-moment basis. Satan is there accusing the brethren. Jesus is there saying, "It's not true. They're mine. I bought them. They are blood-washed and they're clean." Let's remember the day of ascension. The other holidays are good, but let's remember Christ rising to heaven, going to be with the Father, and coming back. That's the important thing. John 7:33, I started to quote it to you, and I got ahead of myself. "Then said Jesus unto them, Yet for a little while I'm with you, and then I go unto him that sent me." John 14:2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and gather you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. John 16:7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." I'm glad the Holy Spirit is here. I'm glad we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. I'm glad that he leads and guides us. I'm glad that he teaches us, that he brings to our remembrance all the things that Christ had to say while he was here on earth. Now go to Acts 1:8-9. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world." Oh, that means Wichita and Sedgwick County and Kansas and the United States and then around the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The uttermost parts of the world. "When he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received them." I wished I'd have been there on that day. I wished I could have seen that. You say, why would you want to see Jesus leave? Because he's king. Because he was going to make a place for me. Because he was going there to build a mansion for me. Song that Betty and I sing sometimes is, "Blood-stained hands, he keeps on building. With blood-stained hands, he keeps on building." And he's there building for you and I today. Hallelujah. It's good to honor our war dead. I thank God for those people that gave their lives so that we might have freedom. I want to tell you, that's special people. You should honor those people. We have a holiday called Veterans Day, where we honor all veterans, everybody that has served in the military. But Memorial Day is special because it honors only those who have fought and died for you, gave their life for you. Jesus fought and died and gave his life for each one of us. I'm convinced if you had been the only person in the world, he would have died for you. He would have done that. He died for you. It's critical that we must remember the eternal truths of God's holy word. Listen to Deuteronomy 11:18. Therefore shall we lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. We need to keep a word of God right there. Right there where we can see it, where we can understand it. People, you need to memorize the word of God. Some people told me, I can't memorize anything. Yes, you can. You remember your own phone number, don't you? If you can remember your phone number, you can remember a scripture. Don't try to remember the whole Bible at the same time. Just pick one scripture and memorize it. When you've got it, then go to another, but come back to that one and refresh yourself. You'd be amazed at how that will help you when you're witnessing to people, because you can pop them scriptures up just one after another, because you put it in there and the Holy Spirit will bring it out for you. He can't bring out what's not in there. He won't bring out what's not in there. He's not going to be your spokesman. You need to learn the word of God. Let me get off of that. I harp on that a little bit. Our Christian Memorial Day is to be an everyday, moment-by-moment memorial, celebrating the fact that Jesus is alive. He's alive, people. He's alive. More than that, he's here right now. God is in the house. He said he would be here. He promised he would be here. He is here. I believe it. I believe it. I'd like to introduce you to this friend of mine. His name is Jesus, and he's with me all the time. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. There are some things that come to mind when we think about Jesus as we honor his resurrection from the dead. Number one is that he continues to present himself to the world. Because he rose and went to heaven doesn't mean that he's not here now. He is omnipresent. He can be anywhere at the same time. And he continues to present himself to the world. And he uses you to do the presentation, because he dwells in you, because he is your motivation, because he is your Savior. We don't honor a dead Savior. He's alive. I couldn't honor a dead Savior. I think I've told you about flying back from China, and there were some Oriental doctors got on the airplane, and I sat down beside one of them. He was reading the Quran, and I said, "What is that?" He said, "That's my Bible." I said, "Hey, I got a better Bible here." He said, "What makes your Bible better than mine?" I said, "My God's alive." "Oh," he said, "my God's alive too, in spirit." I said, no. He's dead. His bones are still in the grave. My God is alive, body and soul. He left that grave. He's alive. He looked at me a little bit. He said, "Well, let me have your Bible. I'll read it." I gave it to him. I pray God he read it and that God saved his soul. I don't know. But he continues to present himself to the world. Remember John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." If he so loved the world, if he so loved these people, not just the white people, not just the black people, not just the Orientals, not be the rich or the poor, but he loved everybody the same, that he stretched out his arms and he died for you. He still sends that message around the world today. What a Memorial Day we have as children of God. What a responsibility, though, that we have to present Jesus to everyone. We are precisely the way that Jesus chose to present himself to the world through our lives, through our testimony, through our ministry. God chose you to spread the gospel. You know, he placed a lot of confidence in you. Yeah. He put a lot of his task before us is enormous. And we must not forget his example. He has challenged us. He said, go ye, go ye, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He has established a spiritual body to perform that function. And that body is the body of believers, which is the church of Jesus Christ. And you and I are members of that church. The church is his choice to present him to the world. It's his instrument to minister the needs of mankind, both material and spiritual. He is this moment seeking to redeem mankind. He has never stopped trying to win souls. He will not stop trying to win souls until the final judgment day. Psalms 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. One last thought before I close. I don't know if you all grew up on a farm like I did. And, you know, there were creeks and timber and ticks and jiggers. But we would go down and we'd look into the water. And you could see yourself in that water, unless the wind was blowing. And then it would ruffle the water, and you really couldn't get a good picture of yourself. I pray God grant us refuge from the winds of worldly influence, that we may reflect our image to this world, the image of Christ. Because we don't know what we're going to be like, but we know we're going to be like him, for we'll see him as he is. We need to reflect Christ to the world.
Thanks for joining us here at Souls Harbor Church. We hope you've enjoyed spending time with us and hearing the Word of God. We invite you to join us live for the service and be part of all that God is doing here at Souls Harbor. Be sure to check back each week for our latest message. And in the meantime, be blessed in Jesus' name.